Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Hello.
Artist, working guy in radio. And I have Twins baseball on my mind already.
I'm not even the hardest working guy in this conversation, so.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to be on a bus. Yeah, I'm not working very hard. I'm going to be on a bus going to a Twins game.
Well, tomorrow you won't be, maybe, yeah. But for a while. But
I will be doing the show, and that could be interesting. Maybe Todd will be doing the show. I don't know. well, should be great fun.
Maybe actually, it's called What's On Your Mind. Maybe nobody will be doing the show, and folks will just let us know what's on their mind.
We could go host-free radio, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
We just let them go. Yeah. We offer that option always, by the way, if you just want to step up on the soapbox, we call it. You just let us know, and we'll let you go, and we'll just... Todd and I will just sip a cup of coffee and twiddle our thumbs a little bit, and, you know, we can't give you all day, but we'd give you a defined amount of time. Give you a few seconds to...
Surprised we haven't gotten that sponsored by a soap company.
We should, I think, actually, yeah. I should talk to Ed Schaefer about that and see if, you know,
there
maybe
you Mr.
Bubble.
Mr. Bubble soapbox.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Been working on trying to schedule Mr. Schaefer. He's a busy guy these days. Did have him on TV the other day. But I had him on TV to talk about the presidential candidates and the debate, kind of a little debate preview. So
yeah.
It was kind of fun. What do they need to do? What should they do? He said, give
from the point of view of a guy who's sane and smart enough not to run for president because look what they turn you into. Look what you turn into.
One of our fine listeners has done up a Circle Us Bert sign, and I have that in my hands.
There you go.
So I'm excited for that. We'll be touting that as well. So should be good fun. I've reached out to Dave St. Peter from the Minnesota Twins and said, hey, two of the four radio stations that carry the fine Minnesota Twins are bringing folks down to the Twin Cities. That'd be, of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well as KBMR, right? Or, no, it's KXMR. It's 710 a.m. It's the fan.
Yeah.
The fan.
Well, it's Fox Sports 710.
Yeah, Fox Sports 710.
There's a whole licensing thing there. We couldn't use the name fan.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Long story.
Yeah. Anyway, sister station to the mothership of 550 K-Fire.
I always wondered if you dressed up as Ernie with a Circle Me Bert sign, if he'd go ahead and do that or if they'd bypass you altogether.
I'm not going to try tomorrow. It's a fine idea, but I don't think I want to look like Ernie tomorrow.
In case a listener wants to be creative, it'd be
I look
if
like
that
Ernie.
Worked or not.
Already. Okay, a couple of things in the news here. We have some breaking news. CHS has announced that they're pivoting. They were going to build a $3 billion fertilizer plant in Jamestown, and they announced this morning they're not. They're investing instead in a different project. And I'm not yet sure of the tentacles into North Dakota on that. I see the Farmers Union has come out today in support of their decision, saying it's disappointing, but it's okay. And I've not seen much else. I do have a call into the governor's office to get their take. By the way, there's another plant that is a fertilizer plant, the one up in Grand Forks with a group they've been working on. My understanding of that project still tracking the fertilizer plant. So anyway, a little bit to unpack there. That's just news since... the last hour or so here that we're reporting on. What else? I also have to dig into, and I meant to have more time to do this before the show, but if you know anything about this, I'd love to hear about it. Farm down by Laverne, Minnesota, had some undercover journalists come in and put out a video claiming they were abusing animals down there. And so... I'd also heard recently a warning to farmers to be aware that there were these advocacy groups that are going to go around and do this and try and play gotcha. Now, I want to be consistent here because, you know, obviously when Planned Parenthood is exposed because of a video, I think undercover videos are fine. I really do. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. But they can't be manipulative. They can't be, in other words, the folks at Planned Parenthood put out the whole video. And, it's longer, and a lot of it is, boring, but they did edit it to show you the most horrific parts. Well, that's fine. right? But if things are edited to change the meaning and make things look differently, that's another thing. And I guess that was the warning on these videos. Laverne, Minnesota farmers, where this happened, we're digging into this a little bit to try and find out more. So stay tuned for that. Guests on the program, bottom of the hour, Rich Goldsberry will be here. He's the president of Bobcat and Deuce in America. Big announcement yesterday, which is good news for Bobcat and Bobcat employees in North Dakota. So we look forward to talking about that. We're going to talk to Dave Glatt from the Department of Health in North Dakota as well. They put out some new rules on how we dispose of these filter socks. I've read everything in this proposed rule and what they've recommended here, and looks to me like another example of smart regulation in North Dakota. Smart regulation in the sense that if you say, hey, look, let's put these in landfills, let's change the level we accept, and I think they're going up to 50 PQs or whatever they call it from 5. By the way, there's like 2,000 PQs allowed in Colorado, so still below what other states are doing. And, you know, 50 PQs, you know, we're talking about that level of radiation in a granite countertop, right, or at the dentist office when you're getting some x-rays. We're not talking about heavy-duty radiation. But the activist groups love to demagogue this. They love to scare you. And you ought to know they have an ulterior motive. And their ulterior motive is they don't want anything other than a Buffalo Commons in North Dakota. They're tree-hugger throwbacks. And I'm sorry. That's the kindest way I know of saying it. They are not realistic. They are just a bunch of people who jump up and down and scream and holler at everything. They're not reasonable at all. And, you know, that's what they're trying to do on this one. But ignore that because, again, there's more of a radiation threat in your granite countertop. And here's the deal. Here's why I believe it's smart regulation in my mind. If you remove the incentive to illegally dump them, in other words, if you can't put them in any landfill when there's no real threat to putting them in a landfill, and you have to go through a costly process to get them out of the state, well, you're going to incentivize people to dump them in abandoned buildings. Now, fortunately, most people don't do that. Most people follow the rules and go through the expense and do it right because they are, you know, they're responsibly run companies. But there's always going to be bad actors. But when the rules are incentivizing a bad behavior, that's a bad idea. So you tell me if you agree or disagree with that. I'd want to know. What else have we got today? Talk Radio Town Hall normally is on Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Next hour, we're going to do a Talk Radio Town Hall, but I want to do it with you. All right? I really want to have a town hall with our listeners on some topics, you know, specifically to give us some input here on the program and how we can use this show on your behalf in a better way. I want to talk a little bit about that, all right? And specific to our talk radio town halls, not just the weekly Wednesday one with Congressman Cramer, but the others we've done with Governor Dalrymple on property taxes, with what else have we done? I guess Senator Hoeven. We're working on scheduling one for Senator Hoeven right now in Watford City in Tioga. What do you want from your elected leaders? What is the most important issue that concerns you? You answer those two questions, we can do a better job of asking elected leaders the things you want to hear. So we'll do that next hour as well. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource. Their Facebook page is great. They have a new website, too. Really good information out there. You know, I had some relatives visit over the weekend from California. And we were driving to the lake on Saturday. And the husband of a cousin of my wife's was asking me questions about fracking, for instance. And we had a fantastic conversation. And this individual would lean more to the left of side of things. And it sort of has been influenced by a lot of California negativity towards energy development. But now comes here and sees a booming state and says, wow. You know, more jobs, more everything. And really came away once he understood, okay, wait a minute. So the ground's here. Their oil's 2 miles down. The water's up here at 10,000, well, you know, away from that. The technology that's now available on things like, you know, all kinds of things that make what we do doable. It was a fascinating conversation. Those are the kind of ammo you can arm yourself with as well, because look, there's an immediate agenda out there to politicize a lot of this stuff, and the best antidote to that is real people neighbor to neighbor, having conversations about things you care about. And if that's the oil and gas industry, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great website. We're going to get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. And by the way, we're kicking that off this week by giving away $20 gift certificates from the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant for breakfast for two in your choice of locations. They, of course, are in Mandan, famous restaurant, and just fantastic. And you know, about everything Cloverdale puts out, Dakota Farms says, we'll take it. So there is a ton of big flavor at the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, not only in Mandan, but they're also in Washburn, and they are in Rugby, and they are in Williston as well. And the winner of yesterday's certificate said, I really appreciate that, but tell you what, could you ask a Vietnam veteran to call in? And the first Vietnam vet that calls in to talk to you on the program, would you give him my gift certificate? I want to buy a Vietnam vet breakfast at Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, courtesy of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Isn't that cool? So Vietnam vets, here you go. I need to chat with you. Call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Tell me. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the thing, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
The hour, just checking in some sources on this CHS decision, and I mentioned earlier that the buzz on the street, and I've just confirmed that the governor was actually told by the CEO of CHS that they are investing $2.8 billion in CF Industries instead of building this plant at Jamestown. So essentially what the, and CF Industries is the largest nitrogen producer in the world. They're a big player. So this is CHS saying, okay, rather than getting that game ourselves, let's just invest in that. And then we'll have the access to the nitrogen, and that's still good for farmers, obviously, that are customers of the of CHS. Obviously, Jamestown would still want to see this. And I wouldn't doubt there's going to be more. I mean, with this plastics plant, the Grand Forks fertilizer plant, there's a lot going on there. So I don't read too much into that other than CHS decided to go the easy route rather than doing it themselves, which is a business decision. That that happens. So just a little more of a tidbit. We're digging into that and this gotcha video down in should I call it a gotcha video or is that then I'm for these videos. These undercover videos are a good thing. They shine some light, whether that's Planned Parenthood or whether that's at a farm down by Laverne. So I'm gonna be pro undercover videos. So I'll stop calling this a gotcha video. What I want to know is, you know, has anything been manipulated in the video? And I will also say, you know, when we're talking about what was exposed at Planned Parenthood, that Heidi Heitkamp supports by continuing to send tax dollars to it, and Kathy Hawken, a Republican, supports by continuing to accept awards from their group, which is unforgivable to me. That's a way of saying this happens on both sides of the aisle. Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, Kathy Hawken, a Republican, both Planned Parenthood fans. Both, you know, get money from Planned Parenthood. I would call it blood money. Ugh. Anyway, that's a human life that they're talking about over their wine, all right, in different body parts. There is a difference with an animal. So that's where I think, the videos don't deserve to be compared on what we know. But I got to know more about the actual video and what exposes and everything else. The CEO has said, you know, hey, I want to get to the bottom of this as well. So 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, rather, in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. First Vietnam vet that calls today on the program wins a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant $20 gift certificate for breakfast for two, courtesy of yesterday's winner on the program, which is a nice gesture. So let's get to it. Reg, calling from Manitoba, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
Fabulous. I am a listener from Canada, so I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. So my comments, and then I have a question for you that I appreciate your feedback or your listeners' feedback. So I believe that Donald Trump is simply a lightning rod for all the frustration of voters in the United States of America. And when I say a lightning rod, Mr. Trump, I'm just, you know, calls it like it is. He, you know, voices his opinion. And I think a lot of other politicians posture on all of these different topics. That's number one point. Number two point, I think that a lot of Obama's decisions or Democrats' decisions in the last 6.5 or 7 years have simply been political posturing. That's my opinion. Again, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. And I think that unfortunately a lot of the low information voters in America are unfortunately very easily swayed by the controlling liberal media. And that is a very sad commentary from my point of view. And again, I follow your U.S. politics every day because I find it quite fascinating. But I think a lot of it is simply political maneuvering or controlled by the Democrats. That's what I believe. I'd appreciate your opinion.
All right. Well, it's a good, insightful analysis. I think Donald Trump, when you say a lightning rod, I think we're so excited that somebody looks to be fighting back that we don't care about the stuff that is normally not a good thing. And I don't think it can last forever. I think, and I was glad to see his press conference yesterday and his speech in Michigan, started his speech talking about China devaluing the currency. I mean, he got right into policy, and he talked about somebody he put in as the ambassador to China, a tough guy, Carl Icahn. It's good stuff. And it looks to me like somebody's giving him some advice to say, look, stop with the antics, just get to the policy. But people like the punches right now, and I think we're setting aside our usual decorum that we require out of political leaders, because we see it as small ball compared to the big picture that needs to be tackled in this country. So I think lightning rod, probably the right term. He's, you know, he's the epicenter of every discussion, mainly because he's not afraid to throw punches. That's what's getting him talked about. As far as the political posturing of President Obama, yeah, unfortunately, President Obama's base narrowed almost month by month in his time in the White House. And so what he really did is just had to survive by playing to his base. Good example, Keystone XL pipeline. You know, the unions want it. Screw you, unions, because I need the, you know, extreme environmentalists. All right. You know, the things he did, the advancing the gay agenda were to get money from the gay lobby. Right. I mean, he just that's why his position changed on marriage. And don't forget, he won his position as president saying marriage was between a man and a woman. He changed while in office on that point. Hadn't been that long ago. His whole career to that point had been very different. So that's political posturing. So couldn't agree with you more. Good analysis, Reg. And I hope you call again. OK. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Patrick in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Patrick?
Yes, you were calling, having someone from Vietnam call on that Vietnam vet.
Thank you, Patrick, number one, for your service, most importantly, for your service.
Thank you.
But also for calling. Did anybody tell you thank you when you got home, Patrick?
No, I did. It wasn't like that, no. Other than my parents, my family, that was about it.
So as you see Iraq war vets come back, is that a little tough to see, or are you glad we've got our act together at least?
Finally, yes. I love it now. Yeah.
I mean,
everything's good. Everything's good now.
That was a terrible chapter, wasn't it?
What's that?
That was a terrible chapter in American history to have our vets treated in the fashion they were because of our political leaders at the time. Been a bad deal. Where were you?
I was in Saigon, Cu Chi, Da Nang. I was all over in Vietnam.
How long?
A year and a half.
Wow. Well, I mean it. I know. I think we all ought to find a way to say thanks to a Vietnam vet as often as we can. And I thought it was a really neat gesture. We had a winner of the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate yesterday, and he said, "Do me this favor." He was a vet himself. I think of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He said, Will you do me a favor and give that to a Vietnam vet? Because those guys didn't get thank yous, and I want to make sure it goes to him. So, Patrick, it is yours, courtesy of a angel talk radio listener to What's on Your Mind, okay?
I want to, if I could add, excuse me, add something. I was on the float in Mandan on the 4th of July, and we were 50 years in the Vietnam vet. And I don't think there was a person that ever sat down. It started the wave at the beginning of the parade in Mandan and went all the way to the end.
That sounds like the Mandan way, and that's awesome. Thanks, Patrick. Yeah. Hold on. Please don't go away because we have to mail your certificate and need your address. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less Birmingham compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Continue on What's on Your Mind. Hitting the road tomorrow, Twins Fun Bus. Remember when we did the tractor trek? We were actually on the tractors for the program, Todd. That was great fun.
Yeah.
Might as well try the bus, right? So we'll be on the bus tomorrow for Twins Baseball 12-10 with the Texas Rangers. Got a big crew of listeners all across the great state of North Dakota that are joining us. And I can't wait. Twins Baseball. In fact, we'll have a Purple Heart recipient on that bus. And looking forward to spending a little time with a good man. So, should be great fun. Anyway, that'll be tomorrow's program. Monday, we're in Medora. And Tuesday, Tioga. So, busy week coming up here. Have you ever noticed how many polar tank trailers are on the road? They are everywhere. Just look. You'll see in the mud flaps. Or on the side of the tank. Well, that's because my friends at Polar Tank are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader in service. They have 30 Polar Service Center locations in the U.S., including Kildare, soon in Williston. They're also in Billings. And Polar Service Centers all have that R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and an unmatched commitment to safety in the industry. From inspections to racks, lining repairs to full lining replacement and everything in between, they'll build you a tank trailer. They're much more than a trailer shop. They do truck hydraulics, wet kits, pumps, blowers. They fix all makes and models. They have a tank wash facility. You tell them Scott sent you, they'll get $100 off at either the Billings location or the Kildare location at Polar Service Center. I-90 Billings, exit 452 or 455. They're on the north side or Highway 22 in Kildare. You tell them Scott sent you. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of being at the headquarters for Bobcat North Dakota, which is in West Fargo, North Dakota. They have, of course, Bismarck locations and Gwinner, where their manufacturing is done. And then West Fargo is the headquarters where they are expanding. Rich Goldsberry was the president of Bobcat, and Dusan North America joins us to talk about that big news. Rich, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Now, in addition to building some of the best equipment that money can buy, you guys have a good time, too. That was quite the picnic yesterday with all the families out there and the jumping games and the tents. And did you survive that okay on a hot day?
I did. Believe me, it was very hot. And I hear today it's going to be even hotter. It's not really easy to stand outside in a suit and do this kind of stuff. But we're really happy to be able to share with the community what we're doing here at Bobcat.
Yeah, and those family picnics are really neat. I mean, not every company does that. I thought that was just fun to see. It was right after the event, and we stayed there with Energy Matters to finish the show, so we saw all the kids roll in. And you know what I thought about, honestly? I mean, the announcement, obviously, that we're going to talk about here in a moment, very important. You can give us the X's and O's of that. But that's, a lot of new jobs, but it's also a lot of new kids and kids in schools and, moms and dads and climbing the ladder and buying homes and all the other things. I mean, this is really about families, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And frankly, we've seen a lot of that with the additions we've made, and not only in Fargo and West Fargo, but down in Gwinner as well. But the point I'd make is that's one of the reasons we made our donation to the NDSU with the STEM facilities, because not only do we have to take care of kids at a young age, we want them to grow into the kind of citizens that we need as a country, which are, educated in science, technology, engineering, math, et cetera. And we're so committed to that we made our donation to support NDSU in STEM activities. So that's another example of what we try to do in the community.
So talk a little bit about the announcement yesterday and what this means overall for Bobcat in North Dakota, and also how many more people will be aboard.
So we're on a journey. And frankly, we were faced a number of years ago with what was the largest recession in our industry we've seen. And we're clawing our way out of that. And through that environment, we're making changes to our organization to help us grow in a way that we think is very positive. And so as we've seen some of the investments we've made in Bismarck and Gwinner, we're trying to change the way we do work to a more transparent, collaborative work environment. And that means getting rid of offices for the managers, in a more open environment where we can talk to our teams on a regular basis. So we're convicted about that. And towards that end, we announced yesterday the expansion of our West Fargo facility to roughly half again as big as it was before, to enable that kinds of first of all, allow more people to work from this location, but also to enable the kinds of work behavior that we think will attract employees to want to work with us.
So let's talk a little bit about that work behavior, and I think you're doing some of that already in Bismarck at what you call your Acceleration Center. What happens at the Acceleration Center in Bismarck?
Well, we design all the products, and we like to say it's the best, most globally effective design center for compact equipment in the industry. I'm not aware of any other, and I've looked at a lot of them, another company that has a facility dedicated to compact development of products in the way that we have. And so all the bells and whistles are there, all the technology required, all the testing environment required, indoor ride and drive facilities so we can drive our equipment. As we know, we're here in North Dakota and the weather's not always conducive. So we can actually test and do, drive our equipment in a optimally environment that allows for operation all the year round. But what we did do in the facility was take away all offices, and by that I mean even our VPs don't have offices any longer, which is kind of an interesting approach. So that all employees, all team members can actually work together as teams, and they can collaborate more expansively. We hope to take that environment here in Fargo as well. So we're going to take some of the design aspects of transparency, more windows, more light. Those types of things are very important in how we do work.
And does that kind of work behavior, as you called it earlier, attract a different kind of employee? I mean, does that give you a leg up in attracting folks to go to work for Bobcat?
That's a great point, Scott, and it sure does. We've had where we've made offers to employees, and then we show them our facility in Bismarck, and they go, I want to work there, and they sign up pretty quick. But I would also add that 30-year guy or gal that's been with us for 30 years, they were scared about moving into that environment, and a lot of them have told me, I don't want to go back. So we can say it's great for attraction, and it is. But it's also good for employees that have been with us for 30 years. That's what's exciting about it. People stop me and say, I was worried about that. And I came there, and I would never go back. I like this. I like what we're doing here now. And I want to. I was thinking about retiring in a couple of years. I don't want to retire now. So that's a positive, a really great testament, I think.
How many more employees will you need as a result of this this addition? I mean, you're growing now, right? Adding.
Right. Well, the point I'd make is this building that we've had here. We moved out here roughly in 2001. And we were out in the middle of no place when we moved out here, and now everybody's around us, right? The hospital is being built near us, et cetera. This building was designed for roughly a little less than 100 people. Currently, we've got over 170 here, and our anticipation is to take this above 300 in this facility over time, and we're moving in that direction. We've also got other locations in Fargo that we need to consolidate here. But we're not going to move away. We've got a facility that we operate under on the NDSU campus, which is our tech facility there as well, and we continue to operate out of there also. So in a nutshell, we're moving from a roughly 170 here today to over close to 300 people.
The governor yesterday acknowledged, as did West Fargo Mayor Rich Mattern, that there were efforts to get Bobcat to consider a move outside of North Dakota for your expansion, specifically Minnesota salivating, trying to make that happen. Was that ever a real possibility?
Good companies, the way I'd answer that is good companies always consider all alternatives that are available, and we have to do that. Part of the discussions we have with government officials is how do we really make this a good place to do business? And what are the aspects that good companies are looking for? Because we've been here for over 50 years, right? And so we're invested. We committed with our boots. We're here, right? And my talking points typically go around how do we create it so that more companies are coming here? What are the things that need to be done in this state to make sure that other companies join the party, right? So it's not just as easy as saying we're a great oil-producing state. We've got to be good at lots of things, and I think we can be. And so it's good partners challenge each other on these points, right? What are the things we need to do? I happen to believe that we need to have better infrastructure in this state, in this part of the state. You know, I don't know much about the western side. I don't get there that often. But on the eastern side of the state, we need to do the right things. So that's where we talk. And those are the discussions we have with the governor. And those are important ones to have.
From a business standpoint, what's the environment like operating in North Dakota? Obviously, Doosan's a Korean company, but you're selling Bobcats in a lot of places. How would you compare North Dakota's economy and also just the business friendly or lack thereof environment?
I think it's a great one compared to my view of other states. I think there's a lot of positives. It's just making sure we're doing the right things and you know having the infrastructure investments. I'll give you an example. I mean, I think the southeastern part of the state is underserved from a natural gas standpoint. And we need to be thinking about those things. We can't operate under a propane environment that we've been doing for many, many years. So those are the types of things that I think businesses need to consider when they're looking at locating their operations. On the other hand, to your point earlier, I think this is a wonderful workforce in this state, just wonderful. And we're very pleased and had a great history of working with the folks we have here in the state and attracting employees to come and work here. I talked to the Microsoft people, I talked to those folks and other companies in the area, and once we get employees here, they love it.
Well, there's some great companies too, so it's a good match. Rich, thanks for the time. Congrats on the news and the announcement. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. They are our sponsor, first hour Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we appreciate it very much. We're also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't get as much sleep as I'd like, in the sense that my head is not on the pillow as long as I would like, because it's a busy time, right? There's a lot going on. But when I'm there, I want to have a quality sleep, and that's what MyPillow really does better than anything. It just is the best insurance policy to make sure you get what is arguably the most important thing to your health, and that's a good night's sleep. MyPillow can really help. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will get you a 2-for-1 deal, 50% off the original classic pillow. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. Do you remember hearing in the news about radioactive waste being dumped into abandoned buildings? There was a bit of a hysteria in the media about radioactive waste, and what most of those stories were referring to were filter socks, a byproduct of disposing of salt water used in the fracking process in the oil and gas industry. Well, a solution has come out, and looks to me to be a very reasonable one. Dave Glatt from the Department of Health is here to tell us more about it. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good.
So very good. So first of all, where did this idea come from? Talk a little bit about the collaboration since that challenge of, hey, what's going on here? Why are people doing this? What kind of work was undertaken?
Well, we had concerns regarding the illegal dumping of, at that time, filter socks, and something had to be done. There just didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to how it was being handled, and so the state started to take a look at it. Looked at our standard. It just wasn't a reasonable standard or realistic based on the scientific facts. We went out and hired Argonne National Laboratories to take a look at what makes sense for North Dakota based on our geology and our landfills. And they came back and they said, you know, our standard at 5 really is a background standard. That's what you find just walking out your front door. When we deal with waste, we need something a little more realistic. They came up with a number of 50 picocuries per gram. Sounds technical, but that's just how they measure the radioactive material off the filter socks and other material. We thought that was reasonable, and we pursued it through a rule change and taking a look at that change, and also that we felt that any T-norm that was generated out in the oil patch should be tracked from cradle to grave, and that's what's in the rules as well.
The level, this 50, going from 5 to 50, you know, sounds like a big jump, yet we have neighboring states, I think somebody told me Colorado, for instance, allows 2,000 of that same level. So there are states that actually have a less strict limit than what you're proposing here, correct?
That's correct. You know, you can get in several thousand. You know, we look just to the west in Montana, they have 30. So there are numbers that are a lot different than 5. And so we felt that we needed to take a look at the science and see what was right for North Dakota. And 50 seems, based on the science, is appropriate for North Dakota.
So I'm a little confused why Daryl Dorgan from DRC group or whatever they call themselves said we could end up being the dumping ground in North Dakota for a lot of other states. If we had the danger of being a dumping ground, they'd go places where the limit was much higher, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know, that's true. And I've heard that concern and that expressed. But currently, with Montana at 30, you would think they would be the dumping ground for North Dakota, and that just doesn't seem to be the case. The companies take their waste where it is most economical, where the limits are, can handle the waste that they take, and they will continue to do that. I don't see them all of a sudden saying North Dakota is the place to go because the shipping costs are too high and our limit at 50 really constrains them on what they can bring to us. So I just don't see that as being realistic.
Another of the groups, they're called always environmental-minded landowner groups, but they're really environmental extremist groups in my mind. That's Scott Hannon's editorial comment, but because of some of the comments they make. But Nicole Donahue-Gay said, our state is not capable of handling this material as of yet. What about that comment?
I don't see that as a realistic comment. You know, I think there were definitely our concerns, and we saw that in wastewater, handling of wastewater, and other issues in the oil patch because it just grew so fast. The state has basically looked at how to handle that and has adapted to making sure that there's proper oversight. And that's what we will do and we have done in the last couple of years, keeping track of the waste and making sure it's being handled appropriately. And what these rules will do is just really make that codify what the state is doing right now and make sure that it is tracked from cradle to grave and that the companies are held accountable for the safe handling of the waste.
only about 30 seconds left, but that level, even at the 50, is, you know, we're going from 5 to 50, is I don't know if the term is common, but is not a radioactive level that you need to worry about. For instance, the same amounts in a household granite countertop, correct?
Yeah, about that. You have phosphate fertilizers that can be in several hundred picocuries per gram, so it's not unusual to run into that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so if you're going to run into the farm, you're going to run into in the dentist chair and or literally even in your kitchen. So it gets used as a scare tactic often. We just want to make sure the facts are out there. Some good work has been done on this front to get this. I think more importantly, remove the incentive to illegally dump them. That's the thing. Make some sense here. Dave, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, and have a good day.
5 before the hour, we'll do that talk radio town hall with you coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.